This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we as Muslims, we need to make sure that every single thing that we do, it has its roots. It has its roots in the way of life as ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it doesn't break any of the commandments, any of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we know with certainty, we know with absolute certainty that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he left us with is sufficient. It is a complete way of life. We also know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his life, we learn that he made it a point. He made it a point to go against the norms of his people. He made it a point to oppose the beliefs, the practices, and the customs of his people, especially when they went against the teachings of Islam. And so, we Muslims, we need to understand that we are unique and that we are different from others, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke the truth when he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," that whoever imitates a people, then he is surely one of them. Anas radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Medina, they had two festivals that they used to celebrate, and they would have fun on these 2 days. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the companions, or he asked the Ansar of Medina, "What are these 2 days?" So they said, "O Messenger of Allah, these are 2 days that we would celebrate, we would have fun, we would play, and we would enjoy ourselves in." And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon hearing this, he said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced these 2 days for you with something that is far better, the day of Al-Adha and the day of Al-Fitr." And so this hadith, it explains to us that every single non-Islamic celebration, non-Islamic festival, has been replaced for us Muslims by these 2 days of Eid. And it also clarifies the stance of Islam with respect to all commercial religious holidays and festivities like Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, and Halloween. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, although we as adults, we understand this very well, the problem is explaining this idea and this concept to our children when they see these festivities taking place and they see others enjoying themselves and having fun? How do we explain it to them? Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wadh-dhikr al-hakim aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin min kulli dhanbin wa khati'ah fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, we as parents, we have a huge responsibility on our shoulders, and so we need to sit with our children and we need to have this serious discussion with them, explaining to them why we as Muslims do not and should not partake in such festivities like Halloween. And so, on the one hand, we do not want them to feel that Islam does not allow us to enjoy ourselves and have fun. But on the other hand, we need to instill within them and teach them the principles that will help them to navigate through this life in order for them to have fun in a way that Islam permits, encourages, and in a way that is harmless. And so, what should we tell them? First and foremost, we need to explain to them the origins of this day of Halloween and how its origins are rooted in paganistic beliefs in Europe. How the people used to have a holiday in which they would fear the dead spirits and the devils when the winter season would approach. And so, in order to defend themselves, they would get out wearing costumes, and they would have all kinds of superstitious beliefs on this day. Not only that, but we also find in the roots of Halloween how there is devil worship involved and superstitious beliefs and magic. Secondly, we need to teach our children that Muslims are not to imitate They are not to imitate others. We are not supposed to follow in the customs and the practices and the rituals of others. And thirdly, we need to teach them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced all non-Islamic festivities with the 2 days of Eid. In the end, we need to make sure that we instill within our children certain values, certain principles. We need to embed these in their hearts from a very, very young age. Values and ideas like earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever we do, we need to ask ourselves, are we earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or if I do this, am I earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to instill within them the idea of taking pride in Islam, which is what makes me unique. We need to instill within them that we should not give in to peer pressure. That no matter what, even if all the people in the world are following a certain way, if Islam teaches me something else, then I shouldn't be following what the people are doing. We need to instill within them the idea that Islam is a complete way of life. Nothing good is out there except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught it to us. Nothing evil is out there except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us of it. And we need to teach them that Muslims are different in our beliefs, in our practices, and in our way of life. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا متين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.